Question number 54 and 55 and 56, Lord's Day 21. It's page 14 in my copy. Question number 54. What do you believe concerning the Holy Catholic Church? That out of the whole human race, from the beginning to the end of the world, the Son of God, by His Spirit and Word, gathers, defends, and preserves for Himself unto everlasting life a chosen communion in the unity of the true faith, and that I am and forever shall remain a living member of this communion. What do you understand by the communion of saints? First, that believers, one and all, as members of the Lord Jesus Christ, are partakers with Him in all His treasures and gifts. Second, that each one must feel himself bound to use his gifts readily and cheerfully for the advantage and welfare of other members. What do you believe concerning the forgiveness of sins? That God, for the sake of Christ's satisfaction, will no more remember my sins, nor the sinful nature with which I have to struggle all my life long, but graciously imputes to me, right, Christ, that I may never more come into condemnation. Amen. When we say that we believe in the Holy Catholic Church, that particular word Catholic, sometimes people choke on. I remember one time we were working through the Apostles' Creed in Lodi, and we had some visitors in the very back row, and as we were making confession of our faith, and we came to the statement, and I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, one of the fellows said, I don't believe in that. It's like, whoa, okay. But again, we didn't focus on what it meant. And for him, what he was hearing was, I believe in the Roman Catholic Church. And so I would agree with him on that. But what do we mean when we say the Holy Catholic Church? The word itself means universal. And what we are saying is that the body of Christ is universal. The body of Christ, the church, is found not in any one particular denomination per se, but that there is a universal body of believers. And that universal body, in one sense, is both on earth and is in heaven. There is the church triumphant and the church militant. And so we believe out of the whole human race from the beginning to the end of the world, from the beginning, from Genesis chapter 3 and onward, the Son of God by His Spirit and Word gathers, defends, and preserves for Himself a chosen communion. And so we confess that Christ is organizing or calling a universal body. We read of that in his own prayer in John chapter 17. And he refers to that as us being one. And yet in the process of saying that, he said that those that were gathered with him at the time, that there would be others that would be gathered together with them. And so there would be an addition of other sheep, he said, have I. These will also must be brought together that we would be one. And so we understand the idea when we say that I'm a Catholic. It's okay for you to say that. I did that the other day. We were at lunch with a brother, and the people next to us noticed our Bibles, and they asked us about it, and we said that we were Christian, and they said, well, we're Catholic. And I said, well, so am I. I'm just not Roman. And I opened a door of conversation that was kind of interesting. But the idea is, it is a correct statement to say that we are Catholic. We are part of the universal body of Christ. Notice it says, in the unity of the true faith, and that I am a member of this communion and shall ever be. Furthermore, the exposition of what we believe states concerning the communion of saints. And do you understand that communion is one of the most precious things you have on this earth? More precious than silver or gold or any such thing? That we have amongst us those who have been redeemed, those who have the Spirit of God dwelling, those who have been gifted for our edification and for God's glory. One person refers to us as trophies of His grace, that for Christ we are trophies. We are that which in Hebrews it says that He will sing over us, and He sings over us with joy. And so we have the blessed privilege of communing with those who have glory and eternal life right now, and the gifts of the Spirit as instruments of God. And so it says, we first, that believers one and all, as members of the Lord Jesus Christ, are partakers with Him of all His treasures and gifts. Ephesians chapter 4 describes the ascension of Christ. And how do we know He ascended as is seated at the right hand of God? Because He sent the Spirit. He has poured out His gifts and blessings. And we see them evident in ourselves and in one another. And we share in those, as it says, that each one must feel himself bound to use his gifts readily and cheerfully for the advantage and welfare of other members. That we have people that love us and care for us. We have a family. We are bound together as a larger group than we think or see. Furthermore, we also understand and rejoice in the work of Christ, that He has forgiven our sins. Our sins are forgiven us because of what Christ has done. Notice it talks about the righteousness of Christ as the foundation and the imputation thereof, the gracious imputation of the righteousness of Christ is our righteousness. And so therefore, as Paul says in Romans, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And those words are precious. We pray for the Lord giving us a sensitive spirit concerning our sin, but also to understand that those are forgiven us, so that we would more and more hate our sin, turn from it, and rejoice in the forgiveness that we have in Christ. Amen? Amen? Amen?